Now we come to the final paragraph of this halacha, paragraph Chaf, and here Rav Nosson Zal mentions a very important rule that's used throughout the Torah many times, and Rav Nosson Zal tells us what this rule is based on. V'zeh b'chinas barov om hadras melech. The Torah tells us that the more people, the greater the beauty for the king, the greater the respect for the king. Referring shekol ma shemisrabin umischabrim beyoser harbe Yisrael yachad, the more that you have more Jews uniting together to do a mitzvah, to do a positive act, any kind of positive act, nisrabe kidushosoi uchvoida yisborach beyoser, this increases the respect and the holiness, the honor of Hashem, and Hashem's holiness, manifold. U'kamoshem Rabbi Senezal, as our rabbis tell us, Eino idoima muotin hoisnes ha-mitzvah, l'merubin hoisnes ha-mitzvah. You can't compare a small group of people who get to do a mitzvah to a large group of people that get together to do a mitzvah. The large group generates a completely, completely different level of light and holiness and respect for Hashem. Hainu kanam. This goes back, this is based on what we've learning till now. Shekol ma sheharbe miYisrael biYoser mischabrin biyachad ledavar shebikdusha. The more that you get a larger number of Jews joining together for a holy item, for a mitzvah, for the study of Torah, for davening, lasais ritzayno yisbara, to share together in doing the will of Hashem, nizgale achdusay haposhet biyoser. This reveals the greatness of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, on a much higher level, al yedei sherabim biyoser, because of the fact that you have so many people, shehem deyos meshunos biyoser, which means you have so many different opinions. This one likes hot, this one likes cold, this one likes tall, this one likes short. And if all of them can get together under one roof, in one Beit HaKnesses, where this one says, if it were up to me, that shul wouldn't look like that. I hate when a shul looks square. I love those round shuls. And the other one says, no, if it were up to me, the shul wouldn't be on that, but I would be three blocks away. And each one has all their different, and they're able to put aside all their differences and get together, join together in one place as one unit, serving Hashem, davening shachris together, learning together, whatever it is, that all of these diverse opinions, mischabrim ledea achas, join together as one opinion, lasis ritzanias, but to do the will of Hashem, that's a tremendous, tremendous honor and respect to Hashem. And this is what the pasuk says, uvenuchoi yoimar, and when the Aron would come to rest, they would say, shuvo Hashem rivavois alfa Yisrael, that Hashem should join with the tens of thousands and the thousands of Jews. V'dosh Rabbi Senazal, the Gemara says that we learn out from this pasuk, malameid she'ein hashechino shoira bepochois mishtei rivavois ushtei alofim, that the Shechina, the Holy, the Divine Spirit of Hashem, does not rest upon the Jewish people until there are at least 22,000 Jews gathered together. It says, Rivavois, Alfei. Rivavois is tens of thousands. The minimum of Rivavois is 20,000. And then it says, Alfei, thousands. The minimum of Alfei is 2,000. So the Gemara says that the Shechina will only rest on the Jewish people in such a manner, with such powerful glory and light, when you have at least 22,000 Jews joined together. This doesn't oppose the fact that the Gemara says that when a minyan gets together, the Shechina is there. We're talking about different levels of Shechina, different levels of light, obviously. There is a certain level of the presence of Hashem which will only be there when you have a minimum of 22,000 Jews there. And there's another level of the presence of Hashem, which when you get 10 Jews together, that presence of Hashem. And the Mishnah says that when you have one Jew doing a mitzvah, b'chol mokom asher azkir eshmi, singular, the presence of Hashem is there also. obviously completely different leagues. Completely different leagues. And the Gemara goes on to say there, Haresho Yisrael, if there were 21,999 Jews, or there were 22,201 Jew leaves, could you imagine what kind of damage he done, you know, Chas v'Shalom? Nimtza Zegor, this person caused that the Shechina should leave. Or the one person who joined, who made it ring up that final total of 22, imagine what credit he gets. Ki kol ma she Yisrael rabim beyoser, because the more Jews that you have, nimsheches venezgale hakedusha beyoser, the holiness is revealed and drawn upon them to a much higher degree, al yedei she ribui deyos keilu she mishunim kol kach, through the many different opinions. The different minds. Every Jew is of a different mindset. And when all of these different mindsets are able to get together, ki kol ma shem rabim b'yoser, because the more people that there are, yesh bem shinui dayas b'yoser, there's more differences of opinion. V'chol ma shem nisrabim hashinuim b'yoser, and the more differences of opinion that you have, umeschabrim b'yachad, and despite that, they're able to put aside their differences and join together, lavoi doisa yisborach, to serve Hashem in an act of serving Hashem. Here again, when you have 60,000 or 80,000 people getting together in Yankee Stadium to clap, to applaud the great guy who hit a triple, or that's not kavod Hashem. That's glorifying the guys, the players, who are getting paid $22 million, $18 million, the contracts for all kinds of nutty numbers, which just goes to show what the U.S. dollar is worth, what the economy, what the money is worth, what a joke the whole thing is. If these guys are such celebrities, these guys can be paid such a high salary for hitting the ball once every 6 months or so. You know, you hit the ball and you hit it in the right place. You could imagine what that says about money and about Western culture, v'chulu v'chulu. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when they get together, lavoid oisa yizborach, to serve Hashem, to say a prayer, or to do any kind of mitzvah, joining together to do any act of serving Hashem, nizgale achdusoi haposhut b'yoser. This broadcasts the oneness of Hashem. This shows the oneness of Hashem to the highest degree. Because again, we see these 50,000 different are able to be one. So then Hashem, who is one, is able to be the creator of all the infinite differences that we see in creation. Al yedei sheribui deyos keilu shem pulis mishtanos kol kach mischabrim yachad b'dei achas lehiskarev eilav yisvara. Through all of these different minds, which are different creations, by them all being able to unite together as one, to come close to Hashem, to say Shema Yisrael together, etc., that's an incredible, incredible glorification of Hashem. I remember them saying, this is also a credit to the great tzaddik, the rabbi in Poland, who lived about 100 years ago, Reb Meir Shapiro, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the rabbi of the Lublin Yeshiva, who founded a yeshiva of elite students in order to get into the yeshiva. I think they had to be tested on 200 or 700 pages of Gemara by heart. You know, that was the entrance exam. And tremendous high-level learning, and he built a beautiful building, and he traveled to America to raise money to put it together and everything. Tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And this rabbi was also credited with being the one who broadcast it, even though I read recently that the idea came from a Breslov or Chassid. Who else would say, you know, to learn this way? He was the one who invited the Breslov Chassidim to use his shul, his yeshiva, for the Rosh Hashanah when going to Uman wasn't available, when the Russians had closed the border and it was impossible to go from Poland to Russia at that time. So they davened for a number of years in Poland. They had a kibbutz, a Breslov kibbutz in Poland, where they had hundreds of rabbis and talmidei chachamim, special people, coming together for Breslov, for Rosh Hashanah, in his building. So he's the one who publicly announced this concept of Daf Yomi, of people learning together, people all over the world who weren't necessarily part of a particular yeshiva, and they weren't bound, they weren't forced on a particular mara. Why don't we all get together all over the world and try to start Shas and finish it together? Seth, when Jews meet anywhere in the world, we're all on the same page. We can discuss what we're all learning the same Gemara, the same page that day. And this has mushroomed today, B'li Ayin Hara. I don't know what it was in Europe. You know, at that time, the people obviously were much more learned and much more religious than us today. But with today's technology, and B'li Ayin Hara, have a number of shuls and yeshivas have mushroomed today, you have thousands of shiurim, thousands of Daf Yomi shiurim going on all over the world, and especially on this little box, on these computers being broadcasted. You have thousands, tens of thousands, listening to Daf Yomi shiurim from the OU, from this one, from all kinds of tremendous rabbis who are incredible Talmidei Chachamim, who are able to pack into an hour shiur, what would take a layman a month to learn on his own, to look up all the commentaries and to have that kind of clarity in presenting the Gemara, giving it across. To have the schus of tens of thousands or a few hundred thousand Jews around the world united on a page of Gemara. All of us are learning the same page of Gemara within this 24-hour period. Imagine what kind of a glory that is, what a kavod that is to Hashem. And I heard that when they made the siyum, the first siyum, that since they started doing this, you know, really big time, broadcasting and everything in the United States, they made a siyum. This, I think, is about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. What arena did they use for the siyum? Madison Square Gardens, which is one of the places that's used for the opposite of Hashem, the opposite of Torah, every kind of sports event and all kinds of other nonsense. I'm not saying that sports is all nonsense. It's good for health, you know, there's good in everything. But all kinds of shtuyot shebishtuyot, this place wasn't big enough. Madison Square Gardens was one place. This is just in New York alone. And they rented out another place, which also held another 7,000 or 15,000 people with screens and everything. And they said that to join together to make the siyum on the Daf Yomi at that time, this is going back about almost 15 years ago, and they set a Kaddish there in memory of the 6 million Jews. That they figured, what better opportunity when we have so many Jews together in one place at the same time, observing Jews. So they set a Kaddish in memory of the 6 million Jews that were killed, and the people that were there at the time, who said, to hear that Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, to hear 30,000, you know, so many thousands of Jews saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah together was just an unbelievable, awesome experience. And this is what we're speaking about here, this Baroivom Hadras Melech, this Pe'ulois Mishtanois, that are revealing the Achdus HaPosha, Jews who are so different from each other, who are supposed to be there, who think different on 100,000 different issues. And yet, we're united in our faith in Hashem, faith in Tzaddikim. This is the Torah, this is our Torah, one Hashem, and one Tzaddik. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude this halacha, which gave us an incredible overview of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah, and many other things. Rav Nosson Zalietz here, Hilchas Kilei Behema Halacha Hei, Behilchas Orla Halacha Hei Oisches. The fifth halacha on this topic of Kilei Behema, you know, mixing animals, working together with two different kinds of animals, is presented in Hilchas Orla, Halacha Hei, paragraph Ches.